This is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Luke, you had a rough day yesterday.
Yeah, Madeline, I have an NFL-shaped hole in my heart. There were no football games to watch.
Oh, no. Well, to fill the void, maybe you want to consider what some people call football for real men. Nothing personal. It's called rugby. We're going to have that story. It's coming up.
All right. First, though, let's go to a blood sport of another kind, politics. The 2008 presidential race kicked into gear this weekend as Illinois Senator Barack Obama officially joined the crowded field of Democrats.
There is a certain presumptuousness in this, a certain audacity to this announcement. I know that I haven't spent a lot of time learning the ways of Washington, but I've been there long enough to know that the ways of Washington must change.
In the early polls, Obama trails New York Senator Hillary Clinton. She says she's, quote, in it to win it, which was why she was in the crucial primary state of New Hampshire this weekend.
But aside from her early lead, Hillary Clinton has another advantage. Polls show Americans think women politicians are less corrupt than men. NPR's Mike Pesca checks out whether that perception matches reality.
History tells us that the first woman governor in the U.S. was Nellie Ross of Wyoming. Just don't tell Ma. Miriam A. Ma Ferguson of Texas was elected on the same day as Ross, but inaugurated a couple of weeks later. Ma fought the Ku Klux Klan with one fist as she stuffed cash into her pockets with the other, narrowly escaping impeachment. The Ferguson administration, as a starting point in the tradition of women in high office, was both somewhat ignominious and anomalous. There have been very few female governors, senators, or members of the House of Representatives, 278 in history to be exact. But a survey of their records reveals their levels of corruption to be much less than that of their Adams-appled counterparts. New Hampshire's Jean Shaheen, one of 29 women ever to be elected governor, has some theories. She cites the fact that women aren't part of the old boys' network and that the every man for himself mindset is rare among women.
Women tend to be more consensus builders. It's more a team model as opposed to an autocratic model.
Shaheen is now director of the Institute of Politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Academics will tell you there isn't much research to actually show that women are more honest. What research there is centers on the voting public's perception of women politicians as honest, says Debbie Walsh, the director of the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University.
That whole image of women as being less corrupt really can help them. And they're seen as change, you know, agents of change. They bring difference. They don't even have to kind of open their mouths and say much without people just recognizing them as different and change because they don't look like a standard issue member of Congress, you know, a white man in a blue suit with a red tie.
Seems simple. Don't look like cigar-chomping fat cats in a Thomas Nast cartoon. Well, there's one other thing women have to do, says Melanie Sloan, Executive Director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Politics. Women have to stay out of the clink.
They have watched, you know, far fewer women do perp walks, and they don't hear about women being indicted or getting involved in a lot of corruption.
Sure, women have been involved in misdeeds, but no sitting congresswoman has ever been censured, and no sitting congresswoman has ever been indicted. Mary Rose Oker of Ohio was indicted after leaving office, but that's it. And also consider that one big source of scandal, the sexual kind, is almost entirely relegated to men. Women officials have been cheated on, and at least one or two unmarried female politicians have been the philanderee. But there doesn't seem to be a prominent female politician who was disgraced because she cheated. Sure, some have cheated, they've just done it quietly. But overall, Melanie Sloan thinks that as female politicians rise, so will their appetites for ill-gotten gains.
They haven't had the same kind of opportunities for corruption. You have to get to a certain level of power before you're going to have that opportunity.
Former Governor Jean Shaheen isn't so sure. She points to data which shows that women commit fewer crimes as a whole than men do. Shot through this entire discussion is one prominent name, and it ain't Ma Ferguson. Hillary Rodham Clinton will perhaps be the beneficiary of a public perception of integrity. The magazine Redbook surveyed all voters who said that trustworthiness was the most important trait a candidate can have. Four times as many said they trust a woman over a man as the other way around. But in a Gallup poll about Hillary Clinton, only 2% cited her honesty as the characteristic they most admire. Once again, Mrs. Clinton proves herself to be an exceptional woman. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.